Blog Talk Radio.
What is let's really go with the fucking highlights here. Yo, why isn't this shit working, man? Oh man, I don't know what the hell's going on with this.
Reboot your shit.
I'm just trying to download this thing off of Google Drive, and it's not even like...
Oh, is it like not downloading at all?
No, you had that issue before?
Yeah, you got to close down the whole Safari window and then reopen it up.
Oh my God, bro, I hate this.
Close every single window you got open on Safari to download that shit.
I got Chrome, but I get what you mean.
Yeah, same thing. You gotta close everything and reopen it.
Bro, man. Try one more time. Yeah, you're right. You quit all this shit. I'm just restarting the phones. I got my British assistant here talking. I don't want to talking over you. So to everybody in the chat, manscaped.com, promo code KFTV, 20% off plus free shipping. All right, I think we're good to go. All right, JD, go ahead. What were we saying now?
Listen, I like how you still didn't answer my question.
Yeah.
About you stack all these guys up, what would be the rankings if we're looking at an 82-game season? Are the Magic beating the Knicks? Are the Magic getting more wins in an 82-game season over the Knicks lineup?
No. Well, if we're talking about going head-to-head,
yeah,
it's a different thing. That's a completely different thing.
Are the Pacers getting more wins than the Knicks in an 82-game season?
I think they
could.
That
core?
I think they could.
That core?
I think they could. I think they could.
What?
Well,
that core.
I'm putting the Knicks fourth.
But I already ranked the Knicks ahead of the Pacers in terms of young core.
I'm putting the Knicks fourth. All right. I got the Cavs, I got the Pistons.
Yeah.
The Magic, Knicks, Pacers, Raptors, Wizards, Hawks. If we're going by quality
okay.
and quantity. Quality and quantity. Okay? That's how I'm going to buy.
All right. Let's get to the phones. Let me load up some people here. King DJC, we're gonna move you last. Let me get to Ron from Baltimore. Ron, how you feeling?
I got it.
Oh, Ron, you got to mute your mic. Ron, going once. All right, I think Ron might have fell asleep. Let's go to JJ. JJ from Brooklyn.
Yo, fellas, what's good? How you guys doing, man? What's going
good.
On?
How you feeling?
Chilling, doing great, man.
Yeah.
Man, my thing is with the Knicks, bro, it's just these teams, all these young cores we're talking about, Orlando, all these teams, they all have tanked. We never fully embrace a tank, except for the 1 year where we got RJ. We're always halfway. Like, we're going to be this season. We're halfway trying to win now and halfway rebuild youth movement. That's why we're going to be in mediocrity again. We're going to be in no man's land while Orlando and all these teams got another top five pick. We'll get the 12th pick. We will make the playoffs. You know, and the one thing that I always hear people say, and it's mostly people that aren't Knicks fans. I heard Mark Jackson say it this season. I heard them say it during one of our summer league games recently. They always say Knicks fans will never fully embrace a rebuild, a full youth movement. And in my opinion, you guys may disagree. I don't think that's true. I think as long as you tell us what the plan is, if you said, listen, we're going to do a youth movement rebuild for the next 2 years,
mm-hmm.
I think most Knicks fans will be okay with it. I really do. And there's this narrative out there that Knicks fans wouldn't be down with it. And I think 80% of Knicks fans that aren't too old, you know, old, I think would rock with it. I really do. And in my opinion, I wish that's what we would do. I'm just tired of being in mediocrity in no man's land. It's hard to get out of no man's land in the NBA. It really is. And I think that's where we're going to be again this season.
Okay.
You know? And I just don't think our young core equals a lot of the others, you know. But
okay.
Yeah, appreciate it, man.
Appreciate
Thanks
it,
a lot.
Man. Appreciate it.
Thanks.
Rate that call in the chat, ladies and gentlemen. JJ from Brooklyn, rate that call in the chat. One being trash, five being facts. Now, let's get back to the phones. People are weighing in. Ari, go ahead and unmute your mic. Ari's in the building. Let's go.
You hear me?
Loud and clear. Let's go.
Yo, fantastic call by JJ. Fantastic call by JJ. Here's the thing that you don't understand, JJ. The Knicks are in the business of selling out the Madison Square Garden, making the playoffs, creating buzz. It's not in the financial interests of Madison Square Garden Group to go through a proper rebuild. This is why it's always win-now mode. It's either always selling us Phil Jackson, 11 rings, David Fizdale, friends of LeBron, Leon Rose, connections to CA. They're always selling you something because they're trying to create buzz so they can boost demand for seats and things like that. The CEO has said this on earnings reports, and it is what it is. That being said, I do think there's a way out, and I think the way out is by at least playing the young guys. You would hope that one of RJ, Obi, or Cam, or Grimes, one out of the four, or even quickly, one out of the five, take that next step, probably RJ, to be an all-star. If these guys take another step, right, one or two of them real steps, then you have, like, all-star caliber players on your team, and then you have all of your draft picks to build around them. The draft is done. We're not going to tank. You know, that ship has sailed, right? The only way this team is going to get better, right, because we don't have enough assets to get it. Like, even if we try to get Donovan Mitchell, not enough for us. The only way this team gets better, or at least gets to a championship team, is if Obi, the young guys, the core that we have, develop into super.
It's between RJ and Obi, man. Let's just keep it a buck. It's between RJ and Obi, man.
Yeah,
it's between RJ and Obi.
You're probably right. You're probably right. But when it comes to the ceiling, or it's between them. If one of those two hit, or even Cam, listen, I wouldn't sleep on Cam either, but you're right. For the most part, it's between those two. If one of them takes another step, now the Knicks become a destination because now other players want to come and play with them, and you have your draft picks.
All right,
I agree with AJ, but there's a middle ground, you know?
So where are you ranking them in that eight? I gave you, we talked about
I'm with you, CP. Believe it or not, I'm actually with you. I think Scottie Barnes, OJ, Anunoby,
Well, he's not really on that list. According to our criteria, he's not really on that list, but I get what you're saying.
Yeah, I still take the Raptors because they have versatility. They actually develop their players, and Scottie Barnes is worth more than anyone, at least on the Knicks right now. So I'm actually with you, CP, on that, but I don't think all hope is lost, but we just have to make sure that we play these kids and one of them develops into a borderline or an all-star. That's the only way, man.
Sounds good, man. Appreciate the call, man. Good to hear from you, bro.
Hello, brother.
Yes, sir. That's Ari, man. Rate that call in the chat, man. What do you guys think? One being trash, five being facts. Ari on the check-in.
CP's giving out a five. He said Ari agrees with him.
Listen, man. Listen.
I would love RJ to take all this as motivation because he's getting so disrespected around the NBA and people for whatever reason still don't think he can be that. I always think it's his style. It's just not an attractive style for just when you watch on TV. You look at the Paul Pierce, you look at some of these guys, even Jimmy Butler, who's a star, but you can't say that Jimmy Butler's game is really like a box office kind of TV ratings, attractive type of style of basketball. So RJ has a big year ahead of him. And, as Ari was saying, you need someone here to really, pop to the next step. In my opinion, the only way out, in addition to what Ari said of having somebody from this core already take the next step, is if you are, like JJ the caller said, you're going to be stuck in no man's land and you're going to be in that late lottery. Well, Kobe Bryant was a 13th pick. Devin Booker was a 13th pick. Donovan Mitchell was a late lottery pick. Giannis, literally, that's going to be the only way out, is if you're going to be stuck, you're going to have to hope that you're in the right draft. And you draft that one player, that Paul George, that Kawhi, the guy that drops a little bit, and that guy, when you're in the middle of the pack, that's literally the only hope, is you draft the guy that drops that becomes SGA at number 12 or something like that. It's either that or what some of these callers have said in terms of somebody already here taking the next step.
Yeah, 100%.
So it can happen. You got to get very lucky.
It can happen. And maybe this is a draft, right? They said this is a deep draft, as they always say with every draft, but they say this is a deep one. So, hey, maybe this is the one. We got 100 picks in this draft. Maybe we get one right. You know.
100 picks.
We got a lot left over that we didn't use. So maybe one hits. You know, no, but you know, you did mention Mitchell in that group, and shout out to Cole from BK who mentioned last week he's the call of the week, man. That Cole call is still going crazy on social media. A lot of people agreeing with what Cole from BK said about the front office, but one member of the front office who deserves his flowers is Walt Perrin, you know, for the Knicks' ability to find value in these later picks. But it's just like you said, you know, can we find that diamond in a rough, you know, find a diamond in 13, 14, a guy that can really, you know, lift us up. All right, back to the phones we go. We'll take a couple more. James from Texas. James, where are you ranking this Knicks young core, James? Where are you ranking them?
That's really what my issue is. Great to talk to you guys. Thanks for having me on. Mm-hmm. But my issue is that we haven't seen the kids. It's really difficult to say where we would rank because we could be on the lower end as far as what we've seen so far. But if you look at potentially what some of our players might be capable of, and if they get a chance to play, who knows? Because if you look at just Grimes, is Grimes the last year kind of like, you know, maybe 3-and-D player, see where he goes, or is he this guy that we've seen in summer league that's like crossing people up, taking people off the dribble, running an offense, that guy? Is Brunson like at 26, he's about to hit his prime, is he playoff Brunson or is he career averages playing with Luka, 16-4 guy? We don't know that either. RJ has progressed every single year, and with even just a little bit more efficiency, he's a 25-point-per-game scorer. If he just added on efficiency, and every year he's gotten better at reading all, opposing defenses and playing both sides of the ball. And his Obi, is that late-year run that we had, is that the real Obi, or are we dealing with the Obi that plays behind Randall on a consistent basis? If all of those guys, if those are there, we've seen flashes of these things, but we've never got to see them consistently play. And you still got Cam coming off the bench who, I don't even know, man. That guy could go anywhere from a bust to one of the best players in the league depending on where his career goes. Hartenstein is an unknown. Mitch is potential defensive center of the year kind of thing, or even a defensive player of the year kind of candidate. Things, I know it's a big if and a perfect storm kind of thing, but we just don't know. We've never seen them play.
Hey, that was one of my questions, man. Well, that was one of my questions. Will they get enough minutes? You know, but the chat is irate, man. Like I told you guys getting into the conversation, there was going to be no win. And look at this. There's 16 teams in the East. I told people that the Knicks have the fifth best young core, and people still can't take it. How are we going to get through 82 games?
Listen, you know, it's funny because I'm not too far. I think they're right there, 5-4.
I told you they top five and people still jumping out the window of you, man.
You know, I think the criteria is interesting. But, you know, it's funny, though, being five in the East, you know, for a team that doesn't tank, it's not bad.
It doesn't.
Right? You know what I mean?
I said top five.
That means they're hitting on Sims in the second round.
Yeah.
They're hitting on McBride, who even if you want to compare McBride to the lower end of all those lists, I would put him ahead of some of these lower end guys. We didn't even bother to mention some of them. Ryan McBride could still be a solid player, rotational player. You know, Sims people. So you know, some people think Sims might even be a starter. So and he's on the lower end. Cam is the last guy on the list, and Cam could be the most talented, one of the most talented players of all of everyone.
Bro.
So you know, being five is actually not bad.
Top five, and they said I'm disrespectful.
All these teams get top five picks, and you got the Knicks five.
You can't make it up, Al. You can't make it up.
You can't. I mean, that just goes back to what you said about Walt Perrin being a good drafter, right? Like that.
There you go.
This is why. You know, if you let them actually – if you let the youth develop and if you go in – if you allow this Knicks team to go into the lottery, be a high number pick in the lottery, and you give Walt Perrin that ammo, right, and especially if you couple it with the draft picks that we have that we're stashing, and if this is a deep draft that everybody's talking about, you can then put all that together, move even higher up, and go get that stud that you want to go get in this draft. But, you know, like I have them four, you have them five. We're around the same spot. We just disagree on where we see the other teams and how they rank. But look, the Knicks have a young core for not tanking.
Yeah.
Like they tanked to get RJ, and outside of that, haven't tanked. We were fourth two seasons ago, and we ended up with Grimes, McBride, Sims, and Rokas, who we haven't still even seen play over here yet. And everyone's touting how great he is over in the EuroLeague.
We didn't even talk about the next Dragic.
Yeah, man. He considers himself the next Dragic.
And the next Paul George. We didn't talk about Trevor Keels.
Oh, God.
Why we put him on the list?
We'd be here all day, man.
Oh,
Baron Hunt. The Knicks are stacked.
We'd be here all day, man. All right, back to the phones. Let's take a couple more. Michael White. Are you there, Michael White?
I'm here.
Let's
Can
go.
You hear me?
Yeah, man. How you feeling?
Man, I'm feeling good. I felt a little better before I started listening to this because I didn't feel like we were that far down. I thought we would be three or four.
Yeah. Well, that's just my opinion. So you give me yours. What is your opinion, sir? What do you think they rank?
I'm saying it's four, but I mean, to me, it's hard to gauge because of you know who.
Yeah.
And because he's going to be standing right there, you know, right there in front of Obi.
Yeah.
And I just wonder whether they would even consider starting Obi and bringing Julius off the bench.
Okay. No, I don't see it. And I'm just going to cut your call because you're getting a little staticky. So it's not good for the show. But I appreciate the call, Michael. No, that's not going to happen. Somebody else had was asking that question: Would they bench Julius and start Obi? That's never going to happen.
No,
you know that's never gonna happen.
You don't give a guy an extension.
Yeah, whose max extension is kicking in this year, and then you put him on the bench. Nah, that's never going to happen, bro.
Nah, and as much as I'd love to see Obi start, you're not doing that to Randall.
Nah,
especially if you want to move him. Like, don't you want him to succeed?
Yeah. They're not going to do that.
Even as a Knick, like, I'd like to see Randall succeed, okay?
Right.
Even though I'd like to see Obi, I'd like to see Randall succeed, do well in the orange and blue and whatnot, but I'm not going to bench him because he still has talent. He put up 20, 10, and 5 last season. Like, even though it was inefficient, like, still, it's still numbers that you have to respect.
Yeah. Tremaine Grant in the chat said about the Raptors, we didn't mention Christian Coloco and Delano Blanton. No, Coloco, we'll see what he does with them at the five. Raptors definitely need help at the center position. And Blanton certainly had his highlights with the team, whether it's in the G League or with the Raptors. One thing with the Raptors, you know, it is that they're going to draft well, they're going to develop players, right? I mean, I would certainly take their track record over ours right now. I take Ujiri over our squad right now. And that's just how I'm looking at it. And they have Barnes. So that's why I put the Raptors ahead. That's why I'm putting the Raptors ahead. All right, two more, and then we'll wrap up. So to everybody in the chat once again. Clay from New York. Clay, where are you putting the Knicks?
My man, CJ, JD, Alex. Listen, it's a pleasure, man. I'm going to be honest. I'm listening to you guys talk. And, you know, you guys said that, you know what? Hey, the Knicks is at fifth with their rookie card.
Alex,
why
are
we not giving RJ
some
love?
Already, but let's go.
like, why are we not giving RJ some love? Like, real talk.
Yeah.
You know. Where are you putting the Knicks? Second. I want to say first, but then you're going to tell me that the Toronto Raptors have a better core, so I'm going to put second there, right?
Mm-hmm.
But you know what? I'll be honest with you. Hey, listen. Don't even start that, man. I'm American, bro. Come on, dog. Shut it up.
Clay, first of all, Edgar, we got to give him the rules. You got to turn down the radio. If you guys didn't get what was going on, Clay was listening to us on his TV and talking through us through the delay. Brethren, I was trying to work with you, brethren. You know what I'm saying, Al? He came in. We knew it was one of our countrymen. I was giving him a chance. He called me CJ. That was his first mistake. I was flowing with him. That's our peoples. That's family, bro. You know what I'm saying?
But I think it's CJ, RJ.
Yeah.
PJ, I don't know.
Yeah. Work with me, brethren. No, we're not knocking RJ. I don't think we're knocking RJ at all, man. I'm very pleased with RJ's development and track record so far. I think I've been pretty consistent in saying that. And so, like I said, it all depends on the chemistry between him, Brunson, and Randall, and his efficiency. That's it.
That's definitely a fact, CJ.
You know, CJ's made some really great points tonight.
Bro, I was trying to work with him.
Outstanding show,
man.
By CJ.
I was trying to work with him, man. But then he's talking to us through the TV. Edgar, we gotta before the season. This is preseason mode, so we'll let it flow.
Yeah.
But for those of you at home, the rules: no speakerphone. All right. Turn down your radio or your TV, and just go through your phone. And number three, this is a family show. Just three simple rules. Three simple rules.
And get the names right.
And get the name. And get the names
this
right.
This adds to the list of messing up franchise for franchise. It's Knicks fans TV.
Knicks fans TV. You know.
Now we got instead of CP, we got CJ.
Yeah.
CJ the franchise of Knicks fans TV.
That's it. It's great, man. It's great. All right, let's close it out.
Oh, and one last one.
Yeah.
No snoring while you're...
And no sleeping.
Actually go live.
Yeah.
Don't actually start snoring.
No sleeping. That's
the infamous, historic call on Knicks Fan TV.
Yeah, that's it, man. We don't ask for much on this show.
You remember the one I'm talking about?
Absolutely. Yeah, we got it. Yeah. We still got to put that clip together of... I forgot who it was, man. And my guy was sleeping. I think we got him twice. We got him two times, but one, he was definitely snoring. Let me call back the second time. He's like, yeah, my bad, bro. I'm asleep. Yeah, we got to play that soundbite for sure, man. All right, let's close.
We
got to
have a whole reel of the being on a bike.
When Truth called in on the bike. Yeah, we got to get that. We got to find that one. Truth, if you're out there, man, send me that episode, man, when you were calling in on the bike. And it was like he was in a hurricane. He's like, yeah, Truth, what's going on, man? The
you
wind
need
was
to call him, man.
All
that's respect.
Place.
That's respect to
the
game
there. Yeah, he's a loyal supporter, man. We rock with him heavy, man. Rock with you from Arkansas heavy, man. All right, let's close this one out. Great show, great discussion. King Deej, close it out.
What's up? What's up, y'all? Y'all can hear me?
Yeah, man. What's going on?
All right, peace and love to the room, man. I hope everybody enjoyed the off season. I didn't lose my mind about Donovan Mitchell. I told a lot of y'all not to.
Mm-hmm.
So going forward, let's talk about this young cook, CP. Mm-hmm. I mean, CJ, you know. You know, this is my favorite topic.